is here. Hi, Phyllis.
Good morning, Rob.
And Patrick McMahon.
Good morning.
And you guys were sort of nodding knowingly when I was correcting this. Were you guys, we're going to be talking about Only Fools Run at Midnight, but
right.
Are you at all dialed into the schedule for the Lone Star music events?
Somewhat. We've had, you know, we've worked with Samine Bone in the past. She's been very generous to Orca and Autism Speaks through the Red Dirt Barbecue. So we're a little dialed into her schedule.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's all a lot of things that we do in Sitka are kind of connected. It's, you know, it's sort of this web.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, of social services. But the big thing for you guys is this Saturday, 11:59 p.m., Only Fools Run at Midnight, and it seems like it's shaping up to be another great year.
It's a very fun event. People have a great time at it. It's pretty wacky. People dress up in wonderful costumes, individually as a family theme or centipedes, which are a group of five to eight individuals somehow connected together in their costume. And so, yeah, every year they get more imaginative and more fun.
Okay. And Phyllis, you are the Sitka Program Director of SAIL. Patrick McMahon is the Jesuit volunteer and the Orca coordinator. And you kind of floored me. You said that in Juneau they've been doing this Only Fools Run at Midnight thing for 28 years now.
That's right. Yeah, 28 years. It's very popular. It's very popular. It's a huge event.
And it seems to be growing in popularity here too. I mean, every year it seems like I see just kind of a slightly more outlandish picture in the paper or something. Somebody has you know, just gone over the top with their centipede or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, each year it gets better, and it's a great thing. People do it year after year. There's some real supporters, enthusiasts for Only Fools Run. So
okay, Patrick, are you going to coordinate, or are you going to actually run in the event?
I wish I could run in the event, but I'll be coordinating the whole time. So unfortunately, I won't be able to run, but I'll definitely dress up.
Okay, so you'll be wrangling all the crazy people who come out and do this, and it is the race itself. Let's go over some of the details. It's 11:59.
Right.
Is when the starting gun goes off, and this is Saturday.
Right.
Saturday night,
June 30th,
at the Fire Hall.
Yes.
So how do people register?
They can register in advance at sailinc.org. At Old Harbor Books or at First Bank up until, oh my gosh, I think that the cutoff for an advance registration is on the 28th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So after that, they'll have to go online or come register at the event.
And Patrick, you want people showing up at what time if they haven't registered?
10:30 is when we'll open registration the night of.
Okay. And what should people be prepared to pay to participate?
Well, the night of, they'll have to pay $25 for an adult. If they're a youth, 17 and under, it'll be $15. And then for a family of four, it'll be $70.
Okay. And is there, if you're registering as a centipede, is there a separate price for that? Or are you just 5 to 8 individuals, or are you a family centipede, or what?
I was afraid you were going to ask that, Rob. On my way here, I ran into that same question this morning, and it came up once last year as well and never found an answer and neglected to do that again this year. So my understanding is that centipedes register as individuals, and they can register all together on the form as a centipede, but they pay as individuals. So it'd be $20 for an adult or in advance, or $10 for a youth in advance.
Okay.
That's my understanding. I could be corrected, so if anybody has a question about that, I'm going to check that as soon as I get back to the office this morning and confirm it. But if anybody has a question, they can call the office at 747-6859.
You're probably going to
ask that question.
Going to have voicemail from the Centipede Association.
Yeah, there you go.
America.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, don't forget us next year. Yeah, it's a good question.
What is a centipede for somebody listening right now who just doesn't have any idea what we're talking about?
A centipede is a costume that's sort of designed in a group and connected together in some form. We've had people run as centipedes where everybody's dressed up as like a Tinkerbell type of a costume and holding a ribbon between them. Or costumes that are more elaborate than that. They're actually sewn together. So any way at all that's connected. We've had mariners come as a centipede with a fisherman and fish behind. There's been quite imaginative centipedes.
Okay. So, and, yeah. And Patrick, are there any special, as a race official, are there any special criteria that have to be met to be a centipede?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, it's provided that you run as a group and are connected in some sort of way and wear the craziest outfit you can come up with.
Okay, and so when is the costume judging going to occur?
The costume judging is going to occur right before the race this year.
Okay.
Now, last year we did it after the race. We gave prizes after the race, and that was a little challenging for people who are already challenged to stay up that late, and me being one of them.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to do the costume... begins costume at 11 p.m. sharp, and so people should really arrive at about 10:30 and mill around, and judges will be looking at costumes, and then there'll be a costume parade where anybody who wants to be in the judging will parade around the judges, and they'll make a decision, and we'll do that and hopefully award prizes at a shortly before the race. So it's a pretty quick little thing.
Okay. And can you disclose who the judges are, or do you keep that in secret?
No, I'll disclose the judges.
Okay.
This year's judges are Scott McAdams,
okay,
Ashia Lane, and Brian Sparks.
All right.
We got a gender and age and interest spread there. And our MC will be your Ed Ronco.
All right.
Again this year. He emceed last year and did a great job, so we're thrilled to have him back again.
Outstanding. It sounds,
it's a very fun night.
It does. It sounds like it is a crazy fun night. It's an event that has grown in popularity over the years here in Sitka, and it is a fundraiser for a cause that it's like one of those things in Sitka, you never realize how badly you need sale until you need it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And it is a fundraiser, and that's an important thing for people to remember, you know, is that it's a lot of work to put on fundraisers, so mm-hmm. we really appreciate people's support.
Let's talk just briefly about SAIL and about the ORCA program. Can you sort of give us a quick overview of what SAIL does in Sitka? Everybody is going to come away with a brochure about the services SAIL
right.
offers, and it's huge.
Right. Yeah, it is huge. SAIL is a Center for Independent Living, which is nationally mandated. And we're also an aging, disability, and resource center. So our mission is inspiring personal independence. So I say my job description or our job description changes every time someone walks through the door. So whatever somebody needs to be able to help them live independently, we will help them achieve that. We don't do for people. We don't provide direct service. We do advocacy, education, information and referral, and help people to do for themselves, because that is the independent living model, not to have done for you.
Okay.
And then Patrick can talk more about ORCA.
Patrick, what does ORCA stand for?
ORCA is Outdoor Recreation and Community Access. So
okay.
I coordinate activities throughout town here in Sitka. We've actually, a couple weeks ago, we came here to Raven Radio and learned about how the local radio station works, and then how we could record a PSA downstairs with Samin. So I will organize these activities to help people access different parts of the community that otherwise they might not have access to or wouldn't have the opportunity to learn more about. And I organize one group for young adults with mental and physical disabilities. I have a group of seniors that I work closely with the senior center. And then I have a senior hiking club, which is for local seniors that want to get outdoors and enjoy the local trails.
All right, how's that been going? We've been advertising, or we've been promoting that on the station. Have people been showing up to go hiking?
Yeah, we've had great attendance. I've met so many people that are so... I mean, Sitka is a great place with people that are interested in hiking all the time, and no matter what age. So it's had a great response, I think.
Yeah, a couple of things about the Senior Hiking Club that are good to remember. One is that there's a hike going tomorrow morning at 9:00, meeting at the senior center. So, you know, the more the merrier. And the other thing that is very remarkable to me is that a senior at SAIL is anybody 60 and over. So,
okay.
I find that quite remarkable.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not, because you're right across from me, Ron. No other reason.
So, are people referred to SAIL and ORCA, or do people just knock on your door? How do you access services there?
Actually, it happens both ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We get a lot of referrals from all the organizations in town. Sitka is really good about working together with their different nonprofits, but we also have people knock on the door.
Okay.
So we never quite know.
All right. So this Saturday night, when you're running in Only Fools Run at Midnight, this incredibly fun thing, I think it's just important to keep in the back of your mind when you're registering and, you know, ponying up your $20 or whatever, $20 in advance for adults, $10 in advance for youth, that you're helping keep this incredible program.
Yeah, and one other thing that's really important to remember with the independent living movement is that we are all of those who are independent right now are temporarily able-bodied.
Right.
As opposed to having a disability.
Yeah, it'll be
because you never know what's going to cause you a disability and when.
It's nice when it's nice to have it there when we need it, for sure. Again, we've been talking about Only Fools Run at Midnight. The event is happening 11:59 p.m. That's when the starting gun goes off. Costume judging will happen at 11 o'clock on Saturday, June 30th. You can show up and register at the fire hall at 10:30 p.m. or in advance online at saleinc.org or at First Bank or at Old Harbor. It's the 9th annual running of the Only Fools Run at Midnight. And Phyllis, there are going to be jesters along the course.
Yeah, there will.
And for people who've done the 5K in the past, the course is now, it's shifted. It's no longer meandering through neighborhoods.
Right. We lost people. And last year we lost a few people. So we're straightening the course out and it'll go over the bridge, which is actually a very beautiful run at night. So over the bridge and over to the airport and back. And there will be jesters along the way cheering people on. So.
And the first 100 people to register for this event will come away with a
glow-in-the-dark t-shirt,
which
are very popular.
All right. Very good.
And we have prizes for costumes and for first place finishers.
Great. For more information, where should people go?
Sale. Call 747-6859.
All right. Phyllis Hackett is the Sitka Program Director of Sale. She's also a member of our local assembly. Patrick McMahon is a Jesuit volunteer at Sale and the coordinator of ORCA. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Rob.
For having
Appreciate
us.
The service.